OFM Book Talk, the story behind the writers.
Now, instead of having a 21st birthday bash, Thembelihle Sizwe from Cape Town decided to do something quite remarkable and something quite meaningful. He penned a book sharing very important life lessons before the age of 21. He's joining us tonight on the show to tell us all about it. Thanks so much for joining me this evening.
Ronaldo, I'm grateful to you and to OFM for the platform and privilege. I've always been your fan, so this is a huge privilege for me to be here.
Listen, the privilege is all mine and the honor as well. Let's quickly talk about this very fascinating book. It's no mean feat that you are so young and have compiled this book, essentially setting out to help other young people by sharing some very important life lessons from inspiring South Africans. Where did this idea come from?
The idea of compiling a book at 21, Ronaldo, came as a very weird idea. I was setting out to fundraise for a friend of mine. Then I thought I could write an op-ed and try to sell it to one of the media houses. But I thought, that won't really lead us to where we want to. We won't achieve the main aim, which was to fundraise. Then I realized that I have the network and I should just turn it into my network. And that's how it really came about. It was going to be an op-ed. Then I also realized I don't have much experience. So let me ask the people who've walked the journey to share with us.
And let's talk about those people. It's quite an impressive list of people who've contributed to this project. How did you go about picking those people and how did the process of approaching them take place?
These are people that I've always looked up to. They really inspire me to do better and be a better human being and contribute to our country. So it was people whom I've had the privilege of following around on social media and just having the privilege of meeting once or twice. And when I decided to do the book, I thought, who inspires me? And then I drew a list of 21 people. And at the end, they said yes. And it was really just sending an email, Ronaldo, or sending a WhatsApp and say, Professor Madonsela, I want to do this. Will you join in? And she said, yes, yes, yes.
It's really impressive. Edwin Cameron is also part of this. Sandra Prinsler, you've mentioned Professor Thuli Madonsela. What has been some of the biggest lessons that you've learned from these people's experiences?
Some of the biggest lessons that I've learned, Ronaldo, I think there's two big lessons that I wish to share tonight. It's one is that success is best enjoyed when shared. And secondly is that shame is a wasted emotion. Don't be ashamed to ask, and there will always be someone willing to help.
Amazing. Listen, you also recently walked away with a very prestigious award at the Stellenbosch University, the Rector's Award. What does this mean to you and for the work that you do?
I'm grateful to the institution for this prestigious award, and it's really, for me, an indication that people who do good would be rewarded. Because most young people really believe that working for the public good is a job without a thanks. And I think with these kinds of awards, the Stellenbosch University is consciously saying that is not true, and that people who do good will be rewarded. And Ronaldo, it's really not a matter of who gets what. It's just to highlight the work that is being done by phenomenal students.
Once again, congratulations. If someone is listening to our conversation now and they're a bit intrigued, where can they get their hands on the copy of 21 Life Lessons at 21?
Easy, easy, easy. They must just please Google 21 Life Lessons at 21 and the link will be there. We've got a fantastic website manager who ensures that their experience of buying the book would be an easy one. It's really an easy website and easy to navigate.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Congratulations on the book, on the award, and also what's to come in the next few years. We're keeping a close eye on the work that you do.
Ronaldo, I'm grateful to you, and I pay homage to you and the brave work that you've done as well. Thank you.
OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.